We're going to, all right, yeah, one more hand for him. Yeah, thank you. We're going to have two more performers before mini-set time, even if that mini-set time is a couple of minutes late. And those performers will be first to Suzanne Owens and then Emily Martin, who happens to be the daughter of our mini-set artist. So I'd like to welcome Suzanne, who is a wonderful writer and a great supporter of our open mics. And she's going to be featured here in March, right? Is it March 29th? I'm guessing because I forgot to bring the sheet that has next year on it. I think that's what it is. Please give a big welcome to Suzanne Owens.
Hi. That was funny. Only it was mathematical, so I didn't follow it at all, but I'm sure other people did. It's all about Christmas, right? And I'm afraid I'm getting a little, I don't know what the word is about Christmas, but, No, just disgusted with the advertising. The advertising and just about money and advertising. And so I thought, well, what is it really about? And I guess it's about different things to different people. But basically, it's not about money and presents. And I thought maybe these poems, they're two of my favorites, give a little idea about what I feel it could be about. The first one got the Emily Dickinson Award in the anthology. And it's one of my favorite poems, and the other one is called The Quilt. More than 1 million known species. And I have seen small body indentations in the grass where the brown hair has let the field take form around it. Unlike the rabbit, it doesn't burrow, needs no nest, and the zinnias sway immortal all summer until that morning you open the door. Hauntings, frost-wrapped, colors still attempting to stain around groutings of ice. The Sirius counterpoints sunsets, blooms lascivious through a single night while we sleep, then dies with zodiacal light. Your constellation, a graceful complication you let go like a kite. Mine, one small line I float on from point to point. We share one lottery ticket and departures. Of what purport the scratch between our differences? Our numbers match, envisioned by a nickel. It happens within a dialogue, within the diverse meanings of mystery and fables. Solid ice dissolves around a jawbone. Dark matter, although invisible, is there 10 times greater than the things we see. The Quilt. Today I discovered a dark hole in the quilt through which feathers like bits of dust erupted into the air. I sewed the edges together. Now a thin line you can hardly see, a dimple on my bed. I curl around pillows, the window up behind my head, a breeze on my hair. It could be spring tonight. Rain on the leaves, the colors of their final desires hidden by this dark. After thinking of you all week, wondering, suddenly you phoned as if never disconnected, 5 years sewed into a thin line. Thinking of me often, you said, and I of you. Hardly a surprise from a past that doesn't exist. If one could turn on a light, the leaves might be green again, but misremembered. What can we trust? We can't cue up the video. Memory is so susceptible to errors, innocent and unintentional, colored by accidents, expectations, and life. Even the present emerges out of focus. Thus, we all seem blurred and divided, and yet held one to the other, not by eyes, mouths, arms, and recollections, but by sustained by some other. We're traveling on extended threads, then stitched together, mere indentations, like those words or the drops in autumn rain. Thank you.
One more hand, please, for Suzanne Owens. And she